Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Jeff Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
Okay, oh wait, now have I missed my... Oh my God, was I just on TV or not? I was just...
Yes, you were. And so much has gone down. I'm telling you, you turn your back for 4 seconds, Chet.
It's how it always happens.
It's mayhem.
And it's so, this is so dumb. And not that it's a big deal. I mean, there are people who have actual hard jobs. I just sometimes have to keep track of what I've done and what I haven't. And so we're juggling a radio show and
live TV.
And live TV. So people need me in certain places at certain times. And so I was just, honestly, I lost track of whether I had just gone on TV live, and I think I did.
I think you did.
And then we just, and I think I can reveal this part because we can put it on the board. Then we just did what they call in the business a look live, where you record it, but it looks like it's live.
Sure.
On TV with Mike Kaur, who's the vice president and general manager of Fox 5, and they just gave us another $5,000.
Oh my gosh! Amazing!
He's right there. He's right there over your left shoulder, standing next to the Coca-Cola truck if you wanted to hug him.
Yes, what's up? But thank you so much. You came in like a little sly guy. Didn't know you were up there giving away money. Way to go.
That's what we do. We got to help out as much as we can.
Yes. Well, you really did. That's incredible.
Thank you. It's all Take 5 to Care, our partners, Walker Furniture and Findlay Subaru Las Vegas. Got to thank them.
Yeah,
but still, that's my family right there. You know what I mean? That's just personally and professionally. We can't do Toy Drive doesn't become, you know, the big, the 42 trucks, the 800,000, the 7,700 bikes. It doesn't become that without Fox 5.
So yeah, and while you guys were doing that, and it is really fun, we're so excited to talk to the Raiders, I did just have one woman come up, an amazing young lady, and she said, is this where you donate or you receive help? And I said, well, you donate. And she goes, okay, well, I'm looking for help. Yeah. And so I walked her over, and, you know, that is the reality of the situation. It's all fun and it's all really cool, but there is family and moms just looking to give their kids a special Christmas, and it's just evident as they walk up looking for help.
So a 25-foot U-Haul still sits out in our parking lot. There's my buddy Piper. Piper Overstreet from the
Look
Raiders.
Look at how cute she is.
Who's just, oh no, she's so fantastic. She brought a very special, great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Story.
Yes.
A local boy makes good story. You want to just do this right
now? Yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jonah's
Piper,
the bomb.
Piper, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Chad. How are you?
It's great to see you. I tell everybody about this really great story. How you and I kind of walked off to the side at the U.S. Vets event a couple of months ago. And I just said, hey, would you guys want to be involved in Toy Drive? And you looked at me like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Are we not? What? Of course we want to be involved in Toy Drive. And then what a great story that with the gentleman that you've brought with you today. Do you want to introduce him or do you want me to?
I would love to if I can.
Please do.
Yes. Yeah, so as you know, we have an unwavering commitment to this community, the Las Vegas Raiders. It's a priority for team owner Mark Davis,
yep,
and team president Sandra Douglas Morgan, and to our players. So I have with me today Jonah Laulu, number 96, defensive tackle. And guess what? Not only is he a Raider, he is a graduate of Centennial High School.
It's so amazing. Local boy makes good. Can you even, seriously, and I don't know if anybody's ever told you, but like if there was ever a player, if I ever had a favorite Raider, it's now you. Because how cool is this? How cool is this to come home and play in your hometown?
I mean, I'm honored to be your favorite player. That's...
You are now. You are now.
But not ever since I've gotten home, it's been absolutely surreal. Like every time we come back from away games and I see, you know, the strip and the lights as we drive through going back to the facility, it always hits me because I'm like, I'm really home. Like all my life I've been in Vegas. You know, living in Vegas, you don't really go to the strip unless you have people visiting you.
Yep.
So like every time people come visit us and we drive through, walk to Fremont Street, show everybody everything. And now that I'm actually here playing, it's just really crazy and surreal. And I know that I made that little version of myself proud.
Every time I walk into Allegiant Stadium, I look around and I go, A, this is one of the greatest stadiums on the planet, period. B, and also for people who don't understand, Michaela, you can speak to this too. There's front of house, which is all pretty and nice. Usually then you get into the back of house, which is the part that people don't see, and it's not as nice. That's not the case at Allegiant Stadium. That thing is a palace.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
Top to bottom, every single inch of that place is just top notch. And so Jonah, like, I can't believe every time I walk into Allegiant Stadium, I go, God, this is in our home. Because even, you know, when I first got here and when you were growing up, we didn't even think that one day there'd be the Raiders. We didn't think there'd be the football team. We had a bad Canadian football team. We had the XF, the first version of the XFL, which was a freaking blast for about three games. But I mean, you know, with He Hate Me and all that back in the day, it was fun. But who would have ever believed that we'd have this in this town?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have believed back when I was younger that we would get an NFL team.
Yeah.
And, I mean, now that I actually play for them, if you would have told me this, I would not have believed that. I definitely would have looked at you crazy.
And just making it to the NFL. I mean, that's a dream in and of itself.
You know, but he made a really cool point, too, when we were talking. You know, there's awesome schools that you can send your kids to in Vegas for different scholarships, but he's a product of an awesome public school.
Yeah.
He went to school. He did his thing. He's in the NFL. He went back to that school to see his brother play this weekend, did you say? And he's back in the community, back with his family.
Yeah, they literally play at Centennial today. My little brother plays for Silverado, and he actually plays against Centennial today, so I'm definitely going to go to that. I don't know who I'm a cheer for.
I was going to say, you got it. But and to finish the other thought, not only is it a dream to play in the NFL, but to play in the NFL in your hometown. Wow, how cool! How cool is that?
It's an amazing opportunity for me. I mean, being able to play in the NFL, which is an accomplishment itself.
Yep.
Really hard to get here. But also playing in my hometown, I just think, you know, I'm absolutely blessed to be able to do this. And, you know, I never take this for granted. Every day I go in, you know, grateful for this. And, I mean, happy that I get to come home on Sundays and come, my mom comes to my house all the time.
Yeah.
Kind of uses it as a hangout spot, not going to lie. But kind of made me regret giving her the garage opener. But I'll come home. She'll be there with my nephew or my sisters. And, you know, it's nothing better than feeling than that.
And you probably have the most ticket requests of anybody on the team too. I would imagine.
You don't want to know. You don't even want to know.
So thanks so much for being here, man, and thank you for coming to Toy Drive. I know you know all about Toy Drive and everything that happens here, and so it's cool. It's cool for you to be a part of that too. Piper's got a big Happy Gilmore check. Michaela, look at that. Piper's got one of them big checks. I love this.
So, Chet, we'd like to present you with a check for $15,000 to support the KLUC tour drive.
Oh, my God. Yes. Sorry. You were saying.
We also brought with us 500 jump ropes.
Fantastic.
To add to the toy stock.
Yes.
Remember jump roping back in the day? I used to love jump roping.
Of course. And it's good to get kids active. You can't play video games all day long. You know what I mean? Get up and do something. Michaela, what were we talking about this morning? We needed new friends.
We literally at 5:30 this morning, the sun wasn't even out yet. We were like, there's just so much importance in bringing new people on. The community is growing. We're growing. Who are we going to meet? How's it going to go? I'm screaming inside, honestly.
Toy Drive provides what you need at just the right time. And we were talking about there's a potential deficit, you know, because you don't know business-wise who shows up, whatnot, from year to year. You guys know this, too, in business. And so it looked like we might be about 40 grand light, and we were like, we're going to need some friends. And here come the Raiders at just the right time with $15,000 right when we needed it the most.
Yep.
Thanks so much.
Thank you
guys.
So much, you guys.
Just
and Jonah, thank you for coming back.
Yeah, Jonah, congratulations, man. It's huge. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Piper, this is incredible.
An autumn wind blows through Toy Drive. That's a Raider thing. I'll explain it to you in the break. Again, thank you to the Raiders. And for another $15,000, we'll do some updated totals on day number 6 of Toy Drive. There's still, first of all, there's another group that's waiting to hopefully get some attention in just a couple of seconds that I do not believe is associated with that 25-foot U-Haul truck. There in the parking lot.
Yep.
There is still a 25-foot U-Haul truck in the parking lot, and a very handsome man in a Santa hat, along with his very attractive wife, about to make their annual, and I mean annual, they've been here as long as anybody, their annual visit to Toy Drive. So lots of stuff happening. I know it's late in the show. We still got a lot left to do. It's 98.5 KLUC.